For the month of June, I'm offering the Wealthy Wealthy Life's Summer Replay Series. Each week, I will be re-releasing a classic episode from the early days of my podcast, with each episode focusing on a unique area of mastery. For those who weren't subscribed to the podcast back then, this is a great opportunity for you to hear some of my best archive interviews. And for those of you who have been around since the very beginning, this is your chance to revisit those interviews and millionaire takeaways. For summer replay number one, I'm going all the way back to episode number one, where I interviewed John Gray, best-selling author of Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. We're now 60 episodes into the podcast, but this one is still among the best. I chose to start here, not only because it was my first episode, but because it tackles so many great topics. We talk about ADHD, focused nutrition, and mastering your mind. Enjoy. John, it's an honor to be here with you today. Thank you for coming to the conference, the event. Your energy is amazing. You are incredible. And in the short time we've spent together, my goodness, I've learned so much. So thank you, first of all.
Well, in the short time I've heard you talk at the conference, I feel the same way. So back at you. It's spectacular. Your message is amazing for people.
Thank you. Well, what outside of Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, and all the follow-up books, and just how you've changed the world, really, in helping men and women understand each other, love that work. Where I really started becoming a fan and follower was your knowledge of health and your story about Parkinson's, and it's really took you to this whole new journey of understanding health and wellness and digging deep into what's making us sick and what had made you sick, and you pretty much reversed, didn't you? Completely reverse your Parkinson's? So tell us a little bit, you know, in like 2 minutes or less if you can. I think everybody knows who you are and your background as far as historically, but I don't think they know the new you and your new books and, you know, what you're up to now.
Well, I'm still dedicated to helping people have better relationships. I think love is the answer in the world. And where do we grow in our ability to love is through our relationships. But if our brain isn't healthy, as much as we want to be loving in our relationship, if you're tired, if you have no libido, if you're not sleeping well, if you're moody, if you can't let go of resentments, you can't have a successful relationship. And this is what we want, and our children will suffer as well. And we tend to have cravings for awful foods that just contribute to the problem. So anyway, I wasn't really teaching a lot about health. I've always tried to be very healthy. But when I turned 50, I'm 64 now, so that's 14 years ago, I had early stage Parkinson's. They wanted to give me standard medicine, which over time has proven doesn't work. It just takes away symptoms. The condition gets worse. Certainly didn't want that. So I took my research ability and focused on natural solutions for that. And when I reversed my Parkinson's, my wife said, well, you're like a different guy. You know, you're like the guy I married like 30 years ago. And I said, what are you talking about? It's just me. She says, no, you're more relaxed, you're more focused, you're more interested in me, you're not distracted, you follow through, you finish things, you don't leave as many messes around. I'm still not perfect. And those are all actually symptoms I found out later of ADHD. So I'm a high-performing ADHD person my whole life. And it started when I was in second grade when I had a brain injury, a concussion to the brain, which can be one of the sources of ADHD. Another one is unhealthy gut. Another one is too much sugar in your diet or any kind of traumatic experience. But for me, it was more physiological with the concussion. And it caused a lot of procrastination, kind of needing an emergency to follow through, waiting to the last minute to do things, a bit more disorganization, inability to stay focused unless something was super interesting to me. And so that was like the beginning of my marriage. My wife was super interesting because she was new and different. And then when you're no longer new and different, but more familiar, unless you have plenty of dopamine, you can't maintain that interest and that passion. So anyway, the natural solution that I found for my Parkinson's, now I recommend for anybody to improve their relationship for optimal brain performance, hacking high-performance brain, but particularly for children, particularly boys, but also girls. ADHD shows up in boys in four different ways. It shows up in girls in four different ways. And to summarize it, for girls, it shows up a lot is if they're the hyperactive type, it's not like boys, it's they're overwhelmed. Their brains are too busy. And then there's the hypersensitive type where they're overly sensitive. They give too much in relationships and feel resentful. They eventually close down. They're the distracted type and you know, they always want something new and different. They tend to become addicted to romance. And if they're not getting romance new and different, then they're kind of like lose interest in a relationship. No guy's ever going to be good enough. But they all have low self-esteem because you're always expecting more from life than what life gives you. And the fourth type of ADHD is hypercompulsiveness. These are the perfectionists. These are the ones who are disappointed all the time. They're the ones who always get divorced because nobody can ever be good enough for you because you're not good enough for yourself. That's for females. For males, it's a bit different. Everything has because our hormones are different, it shows up a little differently. For boys, hyperactive is workaholics as we get older. So this, by restoring the normal balance of brain chemicals in the brain, these things go away. The hyperactive child who can't sit still in the classroom, when he becomes a teenager, it becomes different. His brain becomes overly busy on projects and so forth. Later on, he becomes a workaholic. But the key to this, he's not able to sustain interest in one person. So it's hard to make a commitment. We see this with lots of males today. It can also be hypersensitive. A male who's hypersensitive, often, you know, he's very romantic in the beginning. He comes on really strong, and then he gets his feelings hurt and backs off. He just shuts down. So this is a phenomenon which I see happening a lot. And then there's the more creative types like me. When they have ADHD, they procrastinate. They got big dreams. They got new and different all the time. They come up with great ideas. They don't always follow through unless they have the right support. And of course, better brain function means you follow through. And then there's the hyper-compulsive, you know, man is, he really is never satisfied as well. He expects, you know, his wife to give him more. He can be more traditional. It's like, well, you should be like my mother. And he can't adapt to the new software it takes to have better relationships today. He can't really hear his wife's needs. But of course, women's needs are going to change if they're busy at work all day. Women have never had to do that. They were always in the home and then a community of women helping each other, stimulating female hormones like estrogen and oxytocin, which lower her stress. But when she's in a work world, testosterone levels are shooting up, lowering her female hormones. She needs extra support to feel loved. So she needs more romance, better communication to be heard and understood. She needs more affection. And she needs to learn how to ask for support and get it. And that's a whole new art. That means your partner has to be flexible to begin adjusting to these new needs that women have today. So we see rising divorce. We see high stress levels. Many people want to get married. They can't get married. Nobody's ever good enough for them. All that comes back to what I learned from getting Parkinson's, which is all that hyperness went away. And I could find easy flow in my life, easy balance in my life. I'm not rushing around. I'm very content with what I have.
Well, let's talk about that. So we've been talking at the conference, for example, is this new age world just being pinged all the time and 24/7 and go, go, go. How much of this environment, of this new age that we're in, is somewhat of the cause of this ADHD? I mean, it just seems like everyone has it, and all of our kids. And
yes, it's you're absolutely right. Now, one thing feeds the other. So what it starts with is even a high sugar diet. Okay, so kids come in. I remember my grandson, when I'm giving him ice cream for the first time, you could just see him go into a drug state of, oh my God, this is heaven. You know, and as a parent, you kind of feel, oh, excited. I want to make my child so happy. But then they get hooked on sugar. A little bit of sugar is moderation, but sugar has an effect similar to cocaine. This is now measured in the brain. It stimulates super high levels of dopamine, and which is pleasure, which is fulfillment. But when your brain goes too high in dopamine, dopamine receptors diminish. So one shot of cocaine, you lose 30% of your dopamine receptors, which means one third of your ability to feel pleasure goes away temporarily. So in order to feel pleasure, you're now addicted to cocaine, which will raise it up.
Because that's the only way you can feel pleasure, because your natural ability has been reduced.
Diminished, right. By having overstimulation. Mm. So the stimulation could be a traumatic experience can produce dopamine. Sugar can produce dopamine. But also an iPad produces higher levels of dopamine than your parents being proud of you. See, the normal motivation for a child is for your parents to love you. I mean, this is biological. We're designed to please our parents, which is, if you have healthy parents, it's a good thing. If you have unhealthy parents who can't be pleased, you'll feel like a failure your whole life. But we're designed is to be pleasing to our parents so they will feed us and take care of us. So this is our basic imperative, is to win the approval of our parents. Even now, I'm 64 years old, and if I get a big award or I make a lot of money or some best-selling book, there's a little sadness that comes in my heart. I wish my parents could see it. Now, we all want that. We want to please our parents. We want them to be proud of us. That's a motivating force for a parent to child. That pleasure that we get from our parents being proud of us motivates us to get them to be proud of us again and again. Now, an iPad, our sugar, our dessert, stimulates more dopamine than a parent can ever produce, because it's digital. It's not real. It's not real relationship, but it's something that's chemical or Electricity induces it. Digital stimulates higher levels of dopamine than an actual relationship. So it's like a drug. We love it. We love TV. We love our iPads. You take a little, you know, when if you take kids at a birthday party, while they're eating their dessert, they go into like a meditative trance because they're producing massive focus from the dopamine production. Then they finish their desserts and they go crazy because what just happened is all the dopamine receptor sites immediately shoot down. And now they need excess stimulation to feel pleasure. So the excess stimulation can be, some kids become very rowdy, looking at something new, doing something different, having an effect on somebody. Some of the kids start crying, their sensitive feelings come up. Some kids become more demanding. All this childhood craziness happens after dessert. That's why you always have dessert at the end of a party and send them home.
So. Yeah, but, oh man, so there's just, so much happening because, so what I'm listening is that sugar induces this sort of chemical dopamine response that is, I guess, a source of ADHD. And sort of the technology, iPad, these different just technologies. And everywhere I look, like we're feeding our kids sugar. And so my own son, for example, he was diagnosed with ADHD. And so they want to put him on meds.
That's why I wrote this book. Parents have to know, not only do meds is just giving them higher dopamine. They're just a milder form of cocaine and methamphetamines. They are amphetamines, okay? So Ritalin and Adderall cause brain injury just like those other drugs do. But they can create a temporary reward. Just like most of the most famous authors, for example, and actresses and creative people end up on drugs, okay? Because it feeds their creativity. So you give a child a drug, they're going to be more creative, they're going to be more focused, and then they're going to have the side effects of wanting to commit suicide and becoming addicted to high stimulation, which happens. High stimulation, and the way it looks in relationships is, wow, I love her, and now she's boring to me. I can't make a commitment. So many guys, they can't make a commitment. They can't sustain the interest. They can't sustain the attraction. And for women, ADHD is they're too overwhelmed focusing on success and outer things and producing results. They can't find the balance of coming back to their own self of what is it that I need. That's what's so great in your message is that you learn the hard way that when you overextend yourself, you're denying yourself. And sometimes we need to bottom out before we realize the truth. And thank goodness what you're teaching women and people is that if you become too much consumer-oriented, too much money-oriented, nothing wrong with consuming and money, but you can't do it too much. You've got to come back to what are your human needs. But the problem with that is you don't get as much dopamine from your human needs. So here's the bottom line on this. Parents today, in my generation, my parents would just say, okay, I want you to eat your vegetables. It will make me very happy. That's what I want. And the child does it to please the parent. Now the parent says, I want you to eat your vegetables. Child says no. And the parent says, okay, if you eat your vegetables, you get a dessert. So they're motivated no longer by the parents' approval. They're motivated by the sugar they get in dessert. And parents are just doing this all the time. And now, because parents realize that giving, you know, an iPad, video games, TV, this is like a drug, parents dose it out. And so now they say, if you do your homework, then you can have your iPad, then you can do this. And that's the motivating factor in our life is to get our little drug hit.
We're actually given the real drug hit on top of that. So I love
your... any kind of drug creates a greater dependence and an inability to appreciate the normal.
And so how is this drug, the Ritalin, the Adderall that we're giving our children, how is it going to affect our children as into adulthood? How is this going to manifest?
Okay, so I talk about all the stages of what happens. The final stage is dementia and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. Okay, if you have ADHD, diagnosed ADHD, your risk of those things dramatically goes up because it's the same condition. These conditions is degeneration of brain cells, basically over time. Children are having it now at early ages, then they give the drug, and I have some references. I have 80 pages of references in this book because it's scientific as well as understanding nutrition and behavior, what happens in the brain and our relationship skills and how it affects our relationship. But there's one study there from Harvard that's been documented by 7 other universities showing brain injury as a result of taking Ritalin and Adderall and amphetamines. Brain injury, permanent. They call it permanent. Now, I don't see anything as permanent, because I have natural solutions for this. You know, several chapters on various different approaches, diet, hot water treatments, and nutritional supplementation, and art and music. All these different types of things can be used to restore balance to the brain. But particularly, you need to have good nutrition if you're going to regenerate the body. You have to have good nutrition. You have to have rest. You have to be able to kill the infections, which happens by having good gut programs. I talk about, you know, the most highly advanced yogurts. You know, I've told you before about Bravo probiotic yogurt that restores the microbiome.
I'm going to be talking a lot about Bravo, by the way, and trying that myself. And but so, I mean, I see the epidemic as you're talking about this, is that we have these children that due to diet and electronics or even producing more of this ADHD, now we're adding to that by giving them drugs, and it's going to have these long-term consequences.
What happens in our relationships is the inability to sustain loving relationships. And ultimately, sustaining loving relationships, commitment over the long term, allows you to experience what real love is. See, real love is the ability to fully open yourself up to someone who's not perfect. And in the beginning, we can open our hearts up so big because we imagine our partner to be everything we want them to be. And over time, you realize people are not perfect, but can you still love that? That's real love. And only through long-term relationships can you achieve that. Now, I've achieved that 30-year marriage with my wife, you know, with a great relationship. We've been through our ups and downs. We've grown together as opposed to grown apart. And to me, also a measure of a great relationship, this is my measure of a great relationship, is you get along, you're in love with each other, and you regularly have great sex. Sex is what brings us together. The modern relationship says we want to feel that chemistry. That chemistry stimulates healthy hormones, and healthy hormones always culminate in great sex. Now, frequent set of sex is not going to be the same as in the beginning because you're on a drug trip. The newness stimulates high levels of dopamine. And that's why people go from one relationship to another, is that the newness of a relationship or the danger in a relationship. Some women are addicted to dangerous men. If she intuitively senses this man cannot give me what I need, she'll get totally turned on. This is for women with low self-esteem and who have ADHD. They get turned on to the wrong men. Men with ADHD get turned on to the wrong investments. They get involved with things that are risky and dangerous, but it stimulates dopamine. So dopamine's a interesting brain chemical. You experience it when there's danger. You also experience it when there's opportunity, when you've been successful. You know, right now, dopamine's being produced because I can make a difference. But also, if there's fear, dopamine gets produced. Dopamine gets produced by drugs. Certain foods produce it. So we can get addicted to these chemicals. And heroin, you're talking about heroin addiction, and one of the actual root of heroin is hero. And I love this example because hero, when you take heroin, as you mentioned, you feel connection. That's actually more the female perspective. The male perspective is the root of heroin is hero. You feel like a hero, but you do nothing to earn it. Oh, wow. So the whole point of happiness is you find happiness by expressing who your true self and making a difference in the world. And you can't find it, as you talk about, but it emerges when you're doing what you're here to do. And what heroin does, it gives you happiness, temporary happiness, without you having to do what you're here to do, without developing the skills to do that, the contact to do that, the support to do that.
And what you're saying then is heroin is like an extreme example, but these sugars doing that has the same effect.
Same effect. They can see it in the brain.
Yeah, the electronics, the stimulation, the medication, they all have these same effects, that how it's a triggering our brain.
Yeah, you can see the effect in the brain. And ironically, just as a good point to even expand this more, UCLA did studies on parents who chronically grieve the loss of a child. Now, you can understand someone grieving and being very unhappy about the loss of a child, but there is a grieving process where we have to move through it until you heal the wound. You think of your child, you'll always feel a tender, greater love for them, and they're part of your life. Their pictures are right there, but you no longer feel the pain. You know, my dad was murdered. He was found dead in the trunk of his car. And it caused like a knife in my heart for about 9 months, but I grieved. I went through the process of grieving, and now I can talk about it, I can think about it, and just feel sweet love from my father. That's healing the heart. There's a journey of healing. Some parents do not heal that huge loss of a child or dies in an accident or something. So they did these parents who were chronically grieving, they put them in an MRI, and they put the pictures of the children up, and they started to feel really the pain in their heart. But this is 5 years later. You know, shouldn't be feeling all this pain 5 years later. You have to go through a healing process. They hadn't gone through that. And when they would see the children, they feel the pain in their heart. And the part of the brain that lit up was the heroin part of the brain. They were addicted to grieving. We can become addicted to seeing problems everywhere. Because remember, if you see problems, that's dopamine stimulator. You know, our soldiers go off into battle. If they're out in battle for a while, what happens is they come home, the brain is as if someone has been on heroin and now they're going through withdrawals. So they seek out dangerous activities, suicidal activities, the crazy sex stuff. You know, they get into all this crazy sex stuff. Anything which is crazy sex that you wouldn't want to tell your mother about produces super high levels of dopamine. And then pornography, it's a major dopamine stimulator. You get more dopamine from pornography, 10 times more than you could ever get from your wife. So you're on a drug high with pornography because it's digital, it's information. It doesn't have the relationship of actually communication of love. It's not real. And so what happens is your body doesn't make a host of other hormones that balance out the high dopamine so it doesn't go so high. So we're living in this artificial world, and we get addicted to artificial and not real.
That's really, yeah. I'm going to think more about that. You're right. In this new age, we have to be careful, like, that it's not artificial. So we have about another minute to wrap up. You and I think we could spend hours and days together.
I tried to talk real fast. I apologize, but I knew I only had 15 minutes.
So I think our listeners, I mean, you've shared a lot and given us a lot of things to talk about. Based on your knowledge, where you are right now, like all this stuff you're learning, you've accumulated, give me maybe one quick like myth that's out there that you see is so prevalent that is that people that believe to be true that you think just you know now that's just absolutely false.
Oh, that the external stimulation that we tend to be addicted to is making us happy. Mm-hmm. It's not. It's raising our stress levels, and we have to find a way to come back to a slower paced life, to a more intimate life with real people, with real communication. And we have to realize that the old techniques of relationship are out of date. It's literally the software has changed, and we need to learn a new software to make our relationships work. How do you learn that? You have to re-educate yourself. How did we learn to have relationships today? By watching our parents. And if our parents had a good relationship, it doesn't work today. If our parents had a bad relationship, it really doesn't work today. So we need to learn, and it took us 20 years to learn that. So we have to unlearn what we've learned. We have to change the conditioning that we have, and that's a journey. But you start with that journey on one step. And the good news is with just a little education, just my one-hour talk today will change people's lives. And then you get a little more deeper into it, a little more deeper into it. And I invite listeners to also go to my website, MarsVenus.com, where I have hundreds of talks on health and talks on relationship and relationship skills, all for free.
It's you do, and I've listened to, I've learned so much from your website, by the way, so thank you, because you're just an educator, you teach, you put it right out there, and people wouldn't think of going to Mars Venus as a source of relationship, but also your health and wellness, and everybody needs to read Staying Focused in a Hyper World. And what I love about this book is you give parents and all of us a solution to the education that you teach, but then also the supplementation, what we can do as a replacement for the drugs that are being thrown at our kids so that this doesn't have to turn into
an
epidemic.
I appreciate you so much in saying that, because parents are being told that giving your children Ritalin and Adderall has no downside, no side effects, only immediate benefits, and that's a lie. And if that was my only option, I might give that to my children. But the reality is there's things that work better and they have no side effects. And that's called learning to give your brain it's like a super fuel. We need good supplements. We need to treat our brain in a new way because we're smarter. And as I point out in the book, statistic-wise, the smarter your child is, the more at risk they are of all these brain challenges, because even schizophrenia, the smarter you are, the more risk you are for schizophrenia, for depression, for divorce. I mean, it's amazing. The brains we have today are like Ferraris. We need a super fuel for it. So I love the super fuel.
So what's your one piece of advice going in? Like, if people are going to make one change when it comes to moving out of this hyperactive world and more into what would be the one thing, that one piece of advice you can give people to help them get started?
Well, there's lots of pieces of advice, but I think the thing that most people don't know is certain mineral supplements can immediately free you from this addiction to more. And that's a mineral that the body becomes depleted of when we have high dopamine stimulation and when we eat sugar. So when we seek out that stimulation, we could become depleted of a certain mineral, and that mineral is called lithium. And people don't understand lithium because psychiatrists have been giving it for years. But they give a form of lithium, which is inferior. It doesn't get into the brain, so they have to give you 500 times the dose your body needs. So that it's called lithium carbonate. I don't recommend it to anybody. You can immediately switch to low-dose lithium orotate, and everybody could benefit from lithium orotate. The Buck Foundation found that it's a preventative of Alzheimer's. They also, many researchers have found that it regenerates brain cells. Actually, as you get older, you get more brain cells if your body's getting enough lithium. Why don't we get enough lithium from our diet? It should have enough, but when we eat sugar, carbohydrates, it depletes the brain. When we're under stress, it depletes the brain. And most of the food today doesn't have the lithium in it that it used to have. So it's like this super mineral for the brain. And Dr. Hans Nieper discovered, a German doctor, that if you bond lithium, a natural alkalizing mineral, to a substance in mother's milk called orotic acid, they stir it together and they make a little capsule of it, and it will cross the blood-brain barrier in normal doses, which have no side effects, no toxicity. It's not prescribed by doctors. It's over the counter. Everybody could be taking it, just like everybody should be doing vitamin C, vitamin E, vitamin D, you know, all the basics. We need to replenish our bodies with that. We need to have all the minerals, including lithium orotate. It's the one mineral you won't find in any health food stores, because psychiatrists prescribe something similar but totally different, which is called lithium carbonate, which is toxic to the body. Lithium orotate is not. And lithium orotate is proven to regenerate the brain cells, generate, stimulate the production of serotonin, so it keeps you more calm. It's a very, you know, it doesn't, it's not a drug. It's just a mineral that helps your brain not loop so much so that you can be more relaxed in your life.
Great. Well, and it sounds, and you do such a great job in this book, but really, like supplementing and getting back to nature, we can rid ourselves of most of the need of drugs and all these prescriptions that get thrown at us.
You know, somehow we got here after millions of years without any drugs.
Right.
Okay, so we don't really need drugs at all.
So let's not give our kids more drugs.
Let's not give our kids more drugs. There are alternatives, but we have to learn what those are, and we tend to have forgotten what they are in our society. And they're there. The wisdom is there. We can find it now.
So once again, how do people find you?
At marsvenus.com, or if you forget that, my name's John Gray. You can Google it and my website comes up.
Yeah, so, you're pretty easy to find. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And so ends another episode of The Wealthy Wealthy Life. This was one more millionaire strategy that will make you wealthy while keeping you healthy. Before I leave, remember that if you want to get it all together, then make sure to sign up for a free online training session at howto.money. You will learn my signature formula for transforming your life from debt to multimillionaire. It's already helped thousands of others, and it can help you too. And it's the only money-making system that makes your health your number one asset. So if you're curious how it all works, visit howto.money and sign up today. Remember, it's free, so why not invest some time in learning how to money? Again, that's howto.money. howto.money. As always, be sure to subscribe to this podcast to make sure that you catch next week's Millionaire Strategy. Signing off, this is Christina Wise, your personal guide to having it all. Here's to living a wealthy, wealthy life. I'll see you next time.